Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, in a normal presidential election year, by now we'd be well on our way to a transition of power. You'd have transition teams from the current administration and the incoming administration planning a smooth transition of power. But this is not an ordinary year. Joining us right now from Washington, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Really bizarre circumstance going on right now where it appears the Biden team is transitioning into the White House, but the current occupant says not so fast.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing what they have to do because they're readying to take office on January 20th, and they have a lot of work to do to fill these thousands of positions in the federal government, as well as figure out the cabinet and top White House positions. So yesterday, Joe Biden, the president-elect, was really shrugging off the president's seemingly inability to realize where this is all heading. Vice President Biden said he's rolling up his sleeves, he's getting down to work, and really isn't paying attention to the message or lack of message that's coming out of the White House. Yesterday, it was notable to see Biden essentially trying to reassure people that this is not derailing his plans, because we don't see anything that's slowing us down, quite frankly, and asked if he would consider legal action to start some different mechanisms within the federal government. He said he didn't see the need for that at this point. But the president has been out of sight for 5 days now at the White House. We have not seen him since last Thursday night when he delivered remarks at the White House podium. During that time, his legal team has filed a slew of long-shot legal challenges, but nobody on the legal team or the campaign or the party has provided any evidence at this point of widespread fraud.
It's interesting, Karen, because very few Republicans, especially those in the Trump administration, are contradicting the president. They're basically saying, well, wait and see. The president may very well pull out a victory with these challenges and recounts.
You know, I think for the most part, you have Republicans who are just saying the president is entitled to pursue this through court. If he sees there are legal voting irregularities, he can try and do this. But we're also hearing from some that the time is limited. He's got to show some evidence and move forward, and these cases have to actually do something or else the reality has to be seen. I will say that people close to the president are saying he realizes this is over. He sees the math with the Electoral College, with the popular vote, and just where things are in these battleground states. He also sees that there is no real path to overturning this through the courts. Does that mean he's going to change his tune in the next couple of days? Unclear, but certainly people around him say they realize where this is going.
Certainly interesting to see the Secretary of State yesterday standing at a podium when he was asked, well, go ahead and tell us what happened, what the reaction was.
This was a striking statement from Secretary of State Pompeo. He was asked if the State Department is preparing to engage with the Biden transition, and if not, when does that really make it more difficult for a smooth transition or pose a risk to national security? And Pompeo said there will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration. He kind of smiled and grinned after he said it, so it wasn't quite clear was he trying to make a joke, but then he did go on to back that up by essentially saying that there would be a second term for the president, and that's what they're working toward. And this also comes as Joe Biden is talking to world leaders, key U.S. allies, talked to the leaders of France, the U.K., and Canada in recent days, who have all congratulated him and said they're looking forward to working with the Biden administration.
Yeah, this transition is so important, again, in terms of national security, a lot of logistics to work out, and the more time is lost, the harder it's going to be to have this transition.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's certainly what people are warning about. Joe Biden yesterday said he feels they're in good shape.
Karen, appreciate the reporting. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.